Yid has an aspect of malchus, and every yid has a different dosage of malchus. There is the minimum dosage that the Rebbe is saying is sarib, so someone who rules in his house. Then there's moshel b'yoseh, someone who has more, and then there's moshel al kol olam kulay. B'bchina, sorry, elef, sorry, meyos, sorry, chamishim. That means they're different. There's a pyramid to the malchus. There's a pyramid to this malchus. And each person plays a different part in the pyramid, but everybody has malchus, which means everybody's minimum sari asaros, which is the sari of Bevesa. So the Rebbe continues, and he says that the malchus is divided into two components. There's a revealed malchus, which everybody sees the influence that you have on these people, and then there's a concealed malchus, where even though it's not visible, but yet spiritually you have power over these people because they're neshamas. Their souls are underneath you and subjugated and submitted to you. And then there's this one that has no malchus revealed at all, but yet b'iskasya, he has malchus on the whole entire world, even on the tzaddik adar, like it says, b'chol mokar mukhtar, that every place in the world is designated for me, even though they are serving avodas, but yet they're serving me. So too this malchus b'iskasya, even though revealed you don't see it, but in a hidden way, in a concealed way, there's malchus on the whole entire world. Then the Rebbe says that you have to be careful that not to use this malchus in a negative way. What's the negative way of using malchus? Taking self-gratification and self-needs. The Rebbe calls it ke'eved l'malas tavosei, like a slave to fulfill his desires, because the malchus being used in a way of slavery is the opposite of malchus, but the malchus has to be free. Ben Chorin, we explained that perhaps the Rebbe is telling us that what does it mean to be free? That the malchus has the ability to expand. If the malchus is cut off when it's taking, so you're taking the malchus for yourself, so you're cutting off the loop. And the loop is that it has to go from receiver to giving to re-receiving to giving. And then you're cutting off the loop. And what happens when you cut off the loop? Then the malchus is not free. What is malchus considered malchus free? That's the Indian of Mardechai Tzaddik. Mardechai, the name Mardechai, is composed of two words, Mar Derar, Mar representing the malchus, the Marus, and Derar representing the Cheres. That Mardechai amplified and exemplified this concept of malchus that is becheres. That what does that mean? That he used it only for avodas Hashem. What is the avodas Hashem? The Rebbe says that is lahazer loychiach, to caution and to rebuke people that are in your malucha and bring them closer to the Eibishter. So if your malchus is that you're a moshel b'beisoi, so you're bringing all b'nei beisoi closer to Hashem. If your malchus is more, then you have an achrayis to be mazer moichiach to more people. And then the Rebbe says, how does a person get this ability? He has to infuse arichas yomim into malchus. He has to bring lengthy days into the malchus, because if he
Give it
doesn't,
to them.
then it's harabonus mekaveres as bala. Then the malchus itself will bury the person. Says the Rebbe, malchus is the inyan of tzeifa. The Rebbe seems to be talking about, we talked about this yesterday, about two components of malchus. One is rulership, kingship, leadership, and another part of the malchus is responsibility. What's the responsibility? The responsibility is that I'm a tzeifa, I'm a watchman. And just like a watchman watches over the field and has a responsibility over the field, so too my malchus has responsibility. The Rebbe brings a pasuk that if you use your malchus, so I gave a watchman over Klal Yisrael, if you're going to use it to caution the Rasha and he does not come back from his rishis, you will save him from, he will die from his averes, and you will save your own soul. The Rebbe is proving from here, malchus, if it's not used properly, and it's not used lahazer loychiach, then what happens is the malchus itself will bury the person. The Rebbe is bringing in a very important component that without bringing life into the malchus, arichas yom into the malchus, what happens is the malchus will go boomerang and be mekaveres as bala. So then the Rebbe asks the question, but how do we know How to be mazir ha-mashiach when we don't know what the people in the melucha need, number one. And another thing is, if the malchus is biskasian, if the malchus is hidden, then I don't even know who to be mashiach. I don't know which neshamas are underneath me. Says the Rebbe, that you need das. And how do you get das? Also from arichas yom. So how do you get to arichas yom? So now you gave me a phrase. You told me that arichas yom is doing twofold. A, it's protecting you that the mazel shouldn't bury. And B, it's giving you the ability to be mazel mechiah to the people to know what they need, and even to the people that you don't know, they will get it. How do you get to this place? The Rebbe explains the way to get to that place is through the Torah. Eisek HaTorah. Eisek HaTorah means making Torah my business, making Torah my life. Consuming Torah is the most important thing in my life. Everything that happens in my life revolves around the Torah, whether it's Limud HaTorah or Eisek HaTorah. The Torah is part of my life. Why does that bring Arichas Yom? So Rebbe goes through a whole explanation that the Torah is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like when you want to call somebody, you have to call him by his name. If you want to call the source of all life, Chaya Chayim, you have to call him by his name. So Torah is calling the Eibishter by his name. That's why the Rebbe says that the Melech was mitzvah, the Melech was commanded to learn Torah, to have a Sefer Torah, and to read in the Torah. It says, V'kara b'kol yimei chaya, l'man yarech yomim ha'mamlachta, that he read the Torah all the days of his life in order to lengthen the days of his melucha. The Rebbe teaches V'kara b'kol is not that he read the Torah. V'kara b'kol means he's calling Hashem with the Torah, to prove that Torah is the name of Hashem that calls Hashem. Then the Rebbe says, that's what it says, call Yimei Chayim. Why Yimei Chayim? Because it's impossible, even if you call the Eibishter, it's impossible to tap into this big source of energy, of power, without the proper transformer. So we need to be able to connect to the Rebbe Hashem. We don't have the Kalim to connect to the Rebbe Hashem. But the Torah is full of the midos of Hashem, because every ois of the Torah, every pasuk of the Torah, every word of the Torah, every paragraph, every pasha, that's all midos, that's all constrictions and kalim that give us the ability to be makabel, the life that we need, the arichas yom that we need, that we're getting from the Chaya Chaim, which is the Eibishter. So in order to get that, the Torah is doing twofold. It's A, calling the Chaya Chaim, and at the same time, since the Torah that we're learning is midos full of psukim and tevos and oishes, which are boundaries and constricted ways for us to tap in, that's the transformer that's able to give us the enough power and energy that we need without blowing us up and extinguishing us, because we're getting the Torah from the Chaya Chaim. So we're holding now at this part, and the Torah is midos. How do you know the Torah is midos? Because it says midas yomai mahi. What the midah, the measurement of my days? What is it? Ma is the Torah, because we know ma is vachukim, ma mishpatim, ma'ela is the Torah. So ma represents the Torah. Umidas yomai means that the Torah is full of midos, and midos is yomim. So the Rebbe is proving that Yomim, Yimei Chayav, the days of his life, Yimei Chayav is representing the Midas. We had this, by the way, in Torah Lamed Gimel, if you remember, Mr. Rubinson, that the Rebbe told us about the good days and the bad days, Yimei Toiv and Yimei Ra. That underneath the Yimei Ra is the Yimei Toiv. The Rebbe also brought this pasuk, Midas Yomai Mai, that the Torah, that, and over there the Rebbe was talking about the Oishis HaTorah, that everything that has in the world, that exists in the world, is in the Oishis HaTorah. And the Oishis HaTorah are in every component of the world. So if you uncover the bad days, underneath that is the Yimei Toiv, because there's Oishis HaTorah there. Umidas Yomai, the Torah is a Midah. The Torah is the Tzimtzumim of the Torah, and you can tap into the Chaya Chayim through these Tzimtzumim. And that's Pshat HaKarabayim, Kol Yimei Chayim. And I added to this, the Hemshech HaPosuk is L'man Yarech Yomim Al Mamlachtoi. That like this, you can have longer days on your Melucha. Arichas Yomim. That means, the Rebbe uses two languages, Chayim and Arichas Yomim. And everybody asked the question, which one is it? Is it Chaim or Arichas Yom? Terence says, it's both. Because I need to infuse my Malchus with Chayis. Every time I infuse my Malchus with more Chayis, that's Arichas Yom. Because if I don't have Chayis in my Malchus, then it's a Rabbanus Mekameres Baal. So I'm dying. So how am I putting aspect, pumping oxygen into my Malchus? That's giving me lengthier days of Chayim. Because every moment that I'm not learning Torah or involved in Eisek HaTorah, I'm losing Chayim. So by putting in more Chayim, I'm getting more length to my days. So really, Chayim and Arif and Shavim is the same thing. So we're holding now on page Yud Zayin, or if you look up here on the screen, Ba'alkein. Now the Rebbe is bringing another concept. Ba'alkein, Zogdei Ligir Rebbe, Tzor Lassoik B'Peh, Torah B'Peh. Now the Rebbe brings a new concept. That's why you have to learn Torah with your mouth. And even Eisek HaTorah, everything is with your mouth, but peh. You have to use your mouth. You have to talk. You hear me? You have to use your mouth. You can't just think about it b'machshava, but you have to talk about it. You talk about the Torah all day, in business, and everywhere. Use your mouth and talk about Torah. Why? Since the Torah is what's calling the Chaya Chaim, which is drawing the Arichas Yomim from the Chaya Chaim, so therefore you need to learn Torah B'Peh. You can't call a person by his name with your Machshava. So you cannot call the Chai Achayim by his name, ki ima yidei ha-peh. You have to use your mouth. And you can't just think Torah, and then you're calling the Chai Achayim. In order to call the Chai Achayim, since it's calling by your name, just like you want to call a person by his name, you have to call him by his name. You can't think his name, and all of a sudden he's going to come to you. Same thing when you're calling the Eibishter, you have to call him by his name. Since the Torah is by his name, you must use your mouth to express it. You have to express it. It's not enough to think it. You have to express it. But this is what Chazal teach us. It's the Pasuk says, it is life to those who give it out. The Pasuk is the people who are spreading Torah. The Gemara Dash is, what does it mean? What does it mean giving out the Torah? When you give it out, befeh. That through the dike, through giving it out, that's what makes it chayim. So the Rebbe is proving that in order to call the chaya chayim, to be mamshech arichas yomim to the malchus, so that the malchus can have the ability lahazer loichiach, we need to say the Torah with our mouths. Whatever Eisek HaTorah we're doing, it has to be befeh. So, and why? Because that's how you're calling a person. By his name, you need to call him. And b'machshava, it's not enough. Zog the Rebbe Vaita Nimsa, Ayidei Eisek HaTorah, Mamshich and Arichas Yom, comes out from this, that through the Eisek HaTorah, I'm drawing Arichas Yomim. And what happens when I draw Arichas Yomim? So now that I infused Chiyas from the Chaya Chaim in to proper midah through the Torah, into my malchus, then I now get clarity. I get das. What does this das help me? Ki adas vaseichel hu ba'atzmai achiyus. So Rebbe is now telling me that das is the chiyus. What is the oxygen that's being pumped in through the Torah, through the chaya chayim? It's das. So what do I get from das? Because of a chachma techaya es balem. Chachma is going to live and give vitality to its balem. What did we say before? Harabonus, mekaveres es bala. The malchus, which is the rabonus, will bury its bialim. But chokma will be machayes bialim. So the Rebbe is now saying, proving that by bringing arichas yomim and chayes into my malchus, that's what's going to give life to the malchus. Ki haseichel hu ikar achiyus. The ikar achiyus is the seichel. Vayidei zeh hadas. And through this das, yecholim lekarev uleichiach esmi shetzrichem leichiach. So now, Rebbe asked a question before. He said, "How do I know how to be mechiach the people in my malchus? What do I don't know their needs. And also, the Rebbe asked, I don't even know where they are, but they're my malchus b'skasha. I could have someone in Australia. How do I know to be mechiach? Says the Rebbe now, das. What you need is das. How do you get to das? Through Eisek HaTorah. Why through Eisek HaTorah? Because Eisek HaTorah, we said, brings chiyus. Because it's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're calling the Chaya Chaya. And you also have the midos to accept the chiyus. What happens when you get this chiyus? Says the Rebbe, the chiyus that you're getting is the das. That das is going to give clarity for you to know how to give, what to give, to who to give. You're going to know how to. Va'al yedeh das yichol lekarev uloichiach as mi shetzichem loichiach. And you're going to be makarev and loichiach whoever needs to be loichiach. Notice that the Rebbe was telling us the whole time that the malchus that needs to be mechayin needs to be lahazir loichiach, to caution and to rebuke. And the whole part at the end over here, the Rebbe doesn't talk about lahazir. He only says, "Ayideyas das yichol lekarev." You can make them come close to you. That means das is going to bring all the neshamas that are needed for you, even in your malchus b'skasya, to come close to you, so that you'll have the ability to be mechiyah, and you're going to know what to be mechiyah. What happened to lahazir? What all of a sudden happened to lahazir? What about cautioning them? It seemed to have been saying before that you need to be lahazir uloichiyah. Anybody with me? The question is, once I get this das, is it something I'm going to be aware of? From here, it seems like yes. Like, because what's the end game? Lekarev, to get them close. Loichiyah is mishetzirin loichiyah. So you're going to know, here the Rebbe is saying, you're going to know who to be loichiyah. He doesn't say you're going to know how to be loichiyah. So let's just put that out there. But you're going to know who to be mechiyach. But it's also could be that you don't know who to be mechiyach. You're just going to be makarim them to be mechiyach. That means right now I have a neshama in Australia that's in my malchus that's disconnected from everything. But when I learn Torah and I get das, he will come closer so that my teichacha that I'm giving will get to him somehow. Doesn't mean that I will know about it yet. It's not a raya yet that we know about it. So
but it answers the question.
That the Rebbe is not all of a sudden left out lahazir. Why? It's a big question. It's bothering me very much. Another thing I want to bring out, the Rebbe talks about lahazir ulaychiyach, to caution and to rebuke, or to lemechiyach. I'm not sure if rebuke is the better word. What does he call it? Admonish. I don't know what it means, admonish. To be mechiyach, to, maybe it is, being mechiyach. What do I mean, mechiyach? I want to, mechiyach also means proving you. I want to prove you that you need to serve Hashem. I want to encourage you to serve Hashem. I want to set an example for you to serve Hashem. Lahazir is more cautioning. It sounds like consequences. It sounds like if you don't, there'll be consequences. Warning, don't, like when you have, lahazir is a warning. Azara means a warning. So I was thinking like this. Lahazir is to caution you about the future. Don't do this or do this, because if you do this, you'll get this. And if you don't do this, you will get this. That's a warning. Mechiyach is on the past, what you did already. You know what you did. You have to do tshuva on what you did. I want to give you teichacha on what you already did. So lahazir sounds like a future thing, and mechiyach sounds like a past thing. The Rebbe was telling you, lahazir uloichiyach, to be mazir and to be mechiyach, to warn people about the future, and be mechiyach them on the past. That would be my malchus. My malchus means I'm constantly warning you, hey, the future, don't continue doing this, because if you continue doing this, this is where you're going to end up. Or let me warn you, go on this way because this is the way to go to. Mechiyach sounds like it's talking about the past. the das, we're saying, after you get das, then you're going to be makarev the people to be mechiach. So one could say that if I rebuke you on the past, automatically I'm cautioning you on the future. So if I have proper das and I give proper teichacha, it'll automatically do both things. When I'm looking to do it, these are the two components that I'm looking to do. When I actually get the das, it's all leichiach because leichiach is automatically being mazik. I don't know. I'm just saying perhaps. Okay, so now the Rebbe is going to go into a different concept, which seemingly has no shaykhis, but let's see. So you just have to remember the loop. Again, in very mamish in one sentence, everybody has malchus, different dosages of malchus, and there's two components of malchus, bizgalia, bizgasia, and you have to be careful with the malchus, not to take it for your own self-gratification, but to be mazir mechiyach. How do you do that? By bringing our Riches Yomim to the Malchus, infusing the Malchus with Riches Yomim. How do you get to Malchus or Riches Yomim? By learning to Esek HaTorah. By Esek HaTorah, you're doing two things. You're calling the Chai HaChaim, just like you're calling a person with his name. And the second thing, and Memela, you're protecting the Malchus from burying you. And the second thing that you're doing is you're infusing Chayas into the Malchus. What is the Chayas that you're infusing into the Malchus? That's Das, clarity. And once you have Das, then you, and oh, one second, and the Esek HaTorah has to be bepeh, because when you call a person, you have to call him by his name. And then you're infusing the Chiyus into the Torah, into the Malchus, and then you get clarity. And when you get clarity, that's how you know who to be Mechiyach and what to be Mechiyach, and that's how your Malchus has the ability to be a Ben Chayrin, and to expand, and to be a Malchus Bezgalia and Bezgasia. Seemingly, now we got the full mechanics. What does the Rebbe want? Okay, you explain me this whole beautiful picture of Malchus, what I need to do with Malchus, the danger of Malchus, and how to keep the Malchus alive. Rebbe is now going to go into a whole new concept here. You ready? This is a